Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Yitro. In this week's Parsha, of course, we read and learn and hear about what happens after Yitziat Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael walked through the Yam Suf, and of course they eventually go to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, to receive the job, to receive the mandate, to receive the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them and has for them as they continue their journey towards Eretz Yisrael and towards world perfection. Before the receiving of the Torah, as Bnei Yisrael, after they left Mitzrayim and after they walk through the Yam Suf, we read and learn and hear about the great reunion. The reunion between Moshe and his family and Yitro, his father-in-law, Tzipora's father, and that reunion. And part of that reunion, during that reunion, the Torah tells us the following. It's in Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Yud Bet. Vayikach Yitro chotein Moshe ola uzvachim leelokim. Yitro brings korbanot to thank Hashem, as we learn, and everything he heard about what happened to Bnei Yisrael and to Moshe in Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayavo Aharon v'chol ziknei Yisrael le'echol lechem im chotein Moshe lifnei ha'elokim. And everybody, Aaron and ziknei Yisrael, all have a meal with Moshe's father-in-law, and the Torah, the pasuk ends, lifnei ha'elokim. They ate before God. What does that mean? What does it mean that this meal is before God? Everything we do is before God. Everything, our entire existence is before God. What does it mean here that they ate before God? So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot quotes this pasuk and says the following. Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi. Rabbi Avin Halevi says the following. Again, it's in Brachot Daf Samach Dalid Amar Aleph. Brachot Samach Dalad Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Avin Halevi. Kol hanehene misi'udash talmid chacham sharui betocha ki ilu nehene miziv shchina. Says the Rabbi Avin Halevi, anybody who eats a meal with a talmid chacham and where the talmid chacham is there, it's as if he's enjoying, benefiting from the shchina, from the divine presence. So Ne'emar, Gemara quotes our pasuk, Vayavo Aharon v'chol ziknei Yisrael lechol lechem im chotein Moshe lifnei Elokim. And the Gemara continues, V'chi lifnei Elokim achlu? What, did they eat before God? V'halo lifnei Moshe achlu? Ela lomar lecha kol anehne misuda shetam lechachem shari betocha ki ilu nehne miziv shchina. They ate before God in the general sense, but in the specific sense, they ate before Moshe. So why did the Torah, says the Gemara, Rabbi Avin, why does the Torah focus on Lifnei Elokim instead of said Lifnei Moshe? Rather, it means that if you eat with a Talmud Chacham, it's as if you're enjoying the presence, the divine presence of Hashem. And what does that mean? So again, we turn to a sefer that we look at often when it comes to Agadot Chazal, Agadata, and this is the Ein Ayah, but of Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook's Perush and Agadata, very few Gemaras, but Masechet Brachot is one of them. Says Rav Cook in the Ein Ayah. Rav Cook says that understanding or appreciating Ziv Shechina is a pleasure or a benefit that is basically impossible for any human to fully understand. Says Rav Kook, Ziv Shechina hu ha-ta'anug minoam Hashem, shehu nimtza rak be'erech kol ha-mesigim ha-mekablim. There is nobody who can really appreciate God's infinite wisdom, his total being. It's impossible. We really can't fully appreciate God. We can only appreciate part of God, and each one of us, based on the level that we are, that we find ourselves, based on the level that we've reached on a spiritual plane, that is the amount of benefit, so to speak, or pleasure, so to speak, that we can get from the Shekhinah. Some people more, some people less. Even the greatest people in the world can only appreciate tiny amounts, an immeasurable amount, as compared to God's total goodness and total greatness and total light and total joy, but a piece. Some people more of that piece, some people less of that piece. It's very, very hard to do that. As a matter of fact, Rav Kook says that what Rabbi Avin is saying is that there is a mashal. We have a parable. And that is, believe it or not, understanding and appreciating a Talmud Chacham. People who are so wise, people who have dedicated their every waking hour to understanding God, to appreciating God, to learning His Torah, these giants, these Talmidei Chachamim, we can't really appreciate them fully. If I myself am a Talmud Chacham, so I can appreciate another Talmud Chacham. If I myself am a minor Talmud Chacham, excuse the expression, then I can understand a Talmud Chacham, but not fully. And if I have never learned Torah in my life, I can barely appreciate a Talmud Chacham. Maybe I can't at all. Lahavdil elef alfei havdalot. I don't want to compare things that shouldn't be compared. But for the sake of illustration, if I know nothing about physics, I've never learned physics. I've never learned, you know, maybe I've learned basic mathematics, but nothing else. It's incredibly hard, if not impossible, for me to understand a lecture by a great, world-renowned, Nobel Prize-winning physicist. I won't understand three words of what he or she is trying to say. The concepts mean nothing, and the expressions mean nothing. They use a PowerPoint presentation. It's Chinese to me. And lahavdil, the same is true with the Talmud Chacham. If I can't read Hebrew, or if I could read Hebrew but not basic texts, or if I could read basic texts but I can't read complex texts, or if I can read complex texts but not in many of them, so it's going to be very hard for me to fully appreciate why a Talmud Chacham does what they do, says what they say, acts in the way they act. It's going to be very hard for me. Says Rav Kook, however, there are some areas in which my life and a Talmud Chacham's life overlap. And that is in the physical realm. A Talmud Chacham has to eat, and so do I. A Talmud Chacham has to sit down and make brachot on food, and so do I. And so a Talmud Chacham's greatest influence on me, on others who don't fully appreciate them, really happens in those places that I can relate to them. I can't really follow his shiurim, but I certainly can understand a meal. And sitting down at a meal with this Talmud Chacham gives me an insight, gives me a glimpse, a picture. Look at how they eat. Look at how they speak with others. Look at how they treat the food. Look at how they thank the people that helped them get that food. Look at how they make brachot. Look at how they say Divrei Torah. Look at how they bench. Look at how they clean up after themselves. Look at how they help. And these are all things that I can appreciate. I can't understand a very hard shiur, but I can appreciate a meal. And so when I have an opportunity to sit down at a meal with a Talmud Chacham, I am no longer overwhelmed by the distance between that person and me. Sometimes if I hear a shiur, I don't understand a word, I say, oy vey, I have no place in Torah. I can't learn Torah. I can't teach Torah like that person. And that's very sad. But I sit down at a meal and I say, oh, I see the way they act. I see the way they speak. I see the way, again, they interact with other people and how they thank people and help at the table. You know, I can do that. That I can appreciate. That I can understand. And this physical connection enables me to be more receptive to that Talmud Chacham's way of life. And I can appreciate why they are such a Talmud Chacham, at least in a tiny way. Says Rabbi Avi, and the same is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's, in other words, I can understand certain times, in certain areas on my level, I can appreciate, okay, God is obviously Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He's obviously infinitely, infinitely, infinitely greater than me and distant from me, but he's also close to me. He also wants to have a connection with me. He also, so to speak, wants to have a meal with me. And God does do that with me. And I can appreciate the day-to-day areas in my life in which I can understand God, so to speak, on my level. And perhaps that's the way we can understand the Gemara, and that's the way we can understand Lifnei Elokim in this week's Parsha. They sat with Moshe. They're far away from Moshe, but they can appreciate something when they see Moshe eating, and in that way I can also connect to God, so to speak. Now that's what Rav Kook says. I would like to add one thing, but I'm not sure that this is true, but I'd like to share it, and I welcome anybody's comments. Rav Kook does not say this, but perhaps this can explain another difficult Gemara, another Gemara that's hard to understand. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, lists things that unique people of Yerushalayim used to do. They were called Nikiyei Hada'at Shebiyushalayim. Nikiyei Hada'at, people who were of clear minds, the Talmidei Chachamim of Yerushalayim, the Nikiyei Hada'at. The Gemara lists a few things that they did, and one of the things the Gemara says Nikiyei Hada'at Shebiyushalayim used to do, Gemara Sanhedrin Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Lo hayu nichnasin bisuda, elaim kein yodin mimesavi mahen. The Gemara says that they wouldn't sign on a document unless they knew who was signing with them. They wouldn't sit on a court, in a beis din, unless they knew who was sitting with them. And they also would not go to a meal. That's what I just quoted. Lo hayu nichnasin bisuda. They wouldn't even sit at a meal with anybody who they didn't know. Who was going to join them, because they weren't sure which kind of people were going to join them. Rashi explains, Shegnai hu letalmidei chachamim leishev eitzel am haaretz b'suda. It's a gnai for a talmid chacham to sit at a suda. Why is it a gnai to sit at a suda with an am haaretz for a talmid chacham? Why is it a gnai for a talmid chacham to sit at a suda with an Am Haaretz? And perhaps one can suggest this same idea. Most of us, even if we're not Talmid Chachamim, can appreciate what a Talmid Chacham does when they're sitting at a meal. I can see that they say Divrei Torah, and they eat this kind of food and not that kind of food, and they eat with respect, etc., etc. But an Am Haaretz, a person who is so far removed from Torah, that person cannot even appreciate one iota of what a Talmid Chacham does, even at a meal. And therefore, it's possible that that's going to backfire. An Am Haaretz sits at a meal and sees a Talmid Chacham saying Divrei Torah. The Am Haaretz says, come on already. Why are we saying these silly words? What are you wasting my time for? I want to eat already. That actually backfires. And perhaps that's why the Talmid Chacham has to be careful not to sit at a table with people like that, so that the way the Talmid Chacham acts does not backfire. And God forbid, give the wrong idea to the Am Haaretz. I will say parenthetically that I'm not sure that that fits into the language of Rashi, because Rashi says shegnai hu letalmidei chachamim leishev eitzel Am Haaretz b'seuda. It's a gnai to the talmidei chachamim. Why is it a gnai? Why is it a lack of kavod? It shouldn't be a lack of kavod. It should be a lack of kavod to the talmidei chacham. But be that as it may, perhaps one can suggest that idea as well. We should all be zocha imirtza Hashem, not only to have se'udot with Talmidei Chachamim, but to use all of our interactions with great people as a springboard to be able to appreciate and to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to benefit Miziv Hashchina. Have a Shabbat Shalom.